Okay, our friends. So we're reading the next story in the Sonic the Hedgehog 5-Minute Stories book. There are 6 stories in this book. This is the second.
The last one was more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is the second story. These guys are not 5-minute stories. They are massive stories.
200 But they're fun to read. 100 seconds.
Yeah, they're fun to read. So today's story is called Spook Forest. And I hope you're ready. Are you ready? I am too. Here we go. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Kiki.
Kiki. Here we, all right, Kiki. Settle in. Here we go. The smoke of the campfire rose up into the branches of the forest like a ghostly apparition. Do you know what an apparition is? Something that you can't really see clearly, but it looks like it's the shape of something. Sonic the Hedgehog leaned into the popping of the burning logs, lifting his hands to make spidery shadows across his friends' faces. And the disembodied hand reached up, he said, and pushed the camper off the cliff and into oblivion. Ah! Shouted the heroes around the fire before breaking into laughter. For 2 nights, Team Sonic had hosted their allies from the team called the Chaotix to sleep out under the stars in the ancient forest. And what was a good camp out without scary stories?
That was a good one, but I don't think anything can top Vector's story about the mummy DJ, said Charmy B as he buzzed around the fire. Nah, Espio's story about the invisible truck driver scared me, silly, said Vector the crocodile.
His headphones for once turned off for some peace and quiet.
Don't you mean, called a voice from the edge of the gathering. Bubba the unseen,
Espio the chameleon, faded into sight just behind his croc pal, with his fingers forming the hook hands of the spectral trucker.
You guys are a bunch of dopes, called Knuckles the echidna from a stump away from the campfire.
Though Sonic had invited his team along to help build friendships between the two groups of heroes, the prickly Knuckles spent most of the weekend with his arms crossed.
Come on, Knuck, Sonic called as he plucked a hot dog off a stick. Get into the spirit of a spooky evening.
Knuckles stomped across to the others with a cross look.
There ain't no such thing as spooks or ghouls or ghosts. We've got enough problems in this world fighting off Eggman's robots and alien invaders and creatures from beyond the universe. There's no reason to drum up kids' tales about graveyard spirits on top of that.
Now, Knuckles, said Tails, some say that ghost stories represent a battle within ourselves that we haven't won yet. You could learn something from them.
That's bunk,
said Knuckles and crossed his arms again.
You know what I think, said Sonic with a mischievous grin. I think Knuckles has got an old school case of the willies. He's afraid of things that go boo in the night.
Yeah, laughed Vector. Fearless leaders maybe ain't so fearless after all.
With that, Knuckles' eyes went wide with fury.
Afraid? I'm the bravest, toughest thing any of you chumps has ever seen, and I'll prove it.
He stormed off into the darkness. Sonic's face dropped as his friend walked away.
Aw, come on, Knuckles, he called. I didn't mean anything by it.
But the echidna was already far off in the distance.
Don't worry, Sonic, said Espio. That loner just needs to blow off some steam. Anyway, what could hurt him out here?
In the blackness of the forest, Knuckles let out his anger in the silent trees.
Afraid? What a bunch of baloney, he said, and swiped his fist against the trunk of an old oak tree.
A chunk of wood and bark went flying as his punch left a jagged scar.
Look at that! There's nothing I can't fight my way out of!
And then, in the silence of the forest, Knuckles heard a sharp crack, followed by a thundering thump.
What the?
He spun around, but saw nothing. Again, a painful cracking sound echoed across the night, followed by an earth-shaking crash.
Who goes there?
He cried out.
Show yourself, you cowards!
Just then, a sound like breaking bones assaulted Knuckles' ears, and he turned, realizing that it was the shattering of a tree's roots that caused it. Before he could think, the mighty trunk before him shivered and sunk into the ground with a violent boom. The forest floor shook, and Knuckles was knocked to the ground.
How in the world did that happen?
He said, jumping to his feet. As he looked closer, he heard a deep grinding noise and a long red metal tail slithered out of sight.
It's Dr. Eggman. He's built some kind of new machine, and it's digging its way towards Sonic, Tails, and
the Chaotix. Knuckles raced on his feet in the direction of the robo-digger. Out ahead of him every few minutes, another tree would shiver, crack, and get swallowed whole into the earth. As he ran through the path of destruction, Knuckles realized that he'd been turned around during the chase.
Isn't it just like the gang to go and get lost when I'm trying to help them?
He said. Then in the distance, a massive tree rose up into Knuckles' vision. It reached so high into the sky that it felt like the branches might grab onto the moon and not let go. Its trunk was as thick as a building, with bumps and grooves all along it that looked almost like sad, agonized faces. And its base, the tree's roots bubbled up over the dirt and made a tangled web of tripwires for 50 yards all around. Now this is a massive tree. As he approached it, Knuckles felt that this was less a tree and more some kind of massive living monster. Behind him, he heard another crack and rumble.
You're not getting this tree, Eggman, said Knuckles. Not today.
The echidna sprinted away from the tree and directly toward danger. Nearly 200 yards out, he felt the vibrations of the metal monster approaching. He jumped high in the air and punched down into the dirt with epic force, sending shockwaves through the dirt. A moment later, Knuckles could hear the whirring gears of the machine in the distance. It was retreating. Mm-hmm. Do you think it worked?
Mm-mm. I've kept it at bay for now, he said. But if I don't...
But before he could finish the thought, the ground beneath him began to rumble. Knuckles' feet sank into the dirt as the forest floor began to swirl around him like a whirlpool, and it opened up and swallowed him whole, pulling him deep, deep down into the ground like a hand from beyond the grave. Ooh, that's spooky. Back at the campsite, the fire had burnt down low into a pile of glowing embers. Sonic and Tails sat up in their sleeping bags, talking.
Do you think Knuckles is all right? Sonic said.
You know, he's always been a lone wolf, or, you know, a lone echidna, said Tails. I'm sure he'll show up when he's ready.
I know, Sonic laughed. I just felt bad. This was supposed to be fun. I didn't bring us here to fight.
He'll get over it, Sonic, the fox yawned. It's not like Knuckles hasn't been known to sling a few cheap shots in his day. Just enjoy the peace and quiet.
And then the forest all around them began to ring with a horrible cracking sound. Ancient wood turned to splinters to the left, to the right, everywhere. And the ground began to shake and tilt on the edges of the clearing.
What the heck is happening? Cried Charmy as he flew down from the tree he'd been snoozing in.
We're being attacked, said Espio.
Zzz, zzz, snored Vector on the ground with his noise-canceling headphones pumping jams into his ears.
Get him up, said Sonic. Everyone form a circle.
The combined teams soon stood shoulder to shoulder around the rock-protected fire pit. Suddenly, the trees on the edges of the clearing were sucked into the ground. The hero's head snapped all around, but they still couldn't see who was behind it all.
Is it a ghost? Asked Charmy.
I'm betting it's more like a ghoul named Eggman, said Sonic. And at that very moment, a metal dome burst forth from beneath the fire pit. Dr. Eggman rose from the ground in a gargantuan monster called the Egg Dragoon. Since the heroes last saw this vile machine, the doctor had fitted it with several drills and worm-like arms that made it capable of burrowing deep into the ground. As it broke out into the moonlight, the dragoon sent dirt, embers, and the two teams flying through the air in all directions.
What brilliant luck, laughed Eggman. I had hoped to strip the forest of its trees in secret so I could build a new robot factory, but I never dreamed I'd be able to bury you all in the process.
Sonic stood up and faced his enemy, fists clenched. I'd like to see you try, Baldy.
Oh, that's not very nice, but I guess it's what you gotta do when you're the hedgehog.
Ha 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 ha, cackled the scientist. Talk is cheap, hedgehog. Even you can't defeat an entire forest.
As the black dirt shook off the back of the egg dragoon, the machine lifted the entire rack of fallen trees on its back, which Eggman could now use as weapons.
Crack!
The machine launched one trunk at a shaky Vector and Espio, rolling them onto their backs.
Whack!
Another giant log swung through the air at Charmy and Tails, swatting them down like flies.
Thunk!
A third tree careened towards Sonic. The hyper-fast hedgehog dodged the attack just in time, but with this kind of firepower, even Sonic started to worry that Eggman had finally won the day. Meanwhile, deep within the earth, Knuckles fought to dig his way out. But digging was one of Knuckles' specialties, but for some reason he couldn't seem to find his bearings.
Which way is up already? He yelled as he sank deeper and deeper into the darkness.
With his hands furiously clawing at the earth in front of him, Knuckles suddenly broke through into an empty space. He tumbled forward in an empty, windless hole and landed in the middle of a pitch-black tunnel. As he stood up, Knuckles saw that the tunnel was round. Roots hung from the ceiling like stalactites in a cave. Do you know what a stalactite is?
Yeah, it's like if you've played Minecraft and you go into a cave, you see them hanging from the ceiling.
Yes.
And it's like the lush caves where the axolotls live in Minecraft. You see those hanging from the ceiling.
Nice. Unfortunately, he was not alone.
Cutter!
Came a whisper from deep in the darkness.
Slasher! Ripper!
The words were spit like an accusation.
Whoever you are, come out! Knuckles called. I've had a bad night and I'm in the mood to punch something.
Like the flicker of a candle, a soft white light appeared down the tunnel and floated closer and closer, all the while its tiny voice shrieked,
Cutter! Slasher! Ripper!
Knuckles squinted into the darkness and he finally saw it. A small floating body with wavering arms and a large lumpy head. The creature's face was twisted like the knots of a tree trunk, with black eyes and a mouth twisted into a horrible gaping hole. It looked like a ghost.
Slasher! Biter! Breaker!
It called to him and began to swoop and swing around its head.
Stop it! Cried Knuckles. Stop saying that stuff!
He swung his arms wildly about, but they never seemed to connect. Finally, the glowing creature floated firmly in front of Knuckles, and he punched at it as hard as he could, but his fist went straight through it. All he could feel was bitterly cold air as he sunk his hand into the ground, and with that,
The spook flew away.
Come back here! Knuckles cried and ran after it. All along the way, he punched and kicked at the dirt, but it did no good. Eventually, Knuckles came to a dead end, and the spook hung there, staring right through him.
The cutter must be judged,
it hissed.
Take it to the queen.
From out of the walls, tiny worm-like lights emerged and sunk themselves into Knuckles' skin. They flowed in and out of his face, and he could feel them sliding through his cheeks like icy needles.
Stop! Stop it! He cried,
but the worms seemed to weaken him, and a pair of roots reached down from above and pulled Knuckles into the dirt. He went limp, and the earth carried him along. For what felt like ages, Knuckles' heart pumped with pure fear until the ground seemed to belch him up into another dirt cavern. This one was lit all around by glowing spooks who hung in massive network from roots along the dome's ceiling. The spooks are these little, I guess they're like ghosty things.
Are they real?
They are as real as Sonic the Hedgehog is. This one was lit all around by glowing spooks who hung in a massive network from roots along the dome ceiling. As Knuckles stood up and shivered, he saw the center of the root system made a kind of throne upon which sat a spook that was as big as he was. She had a long, slender face, but her eyes were deeper and blacker than anything he had ever seen. While she sat lightly on the throne, strands of ethereal light hung off her like cobwebs and connected back up to the earth. "This is not the one we fight," said the queen spook.
"You got that right. It's Eggman you want."
"But," said the queen, "this one does not respect our kind."
"What do you mean?" Knuckles said.
She floated down to his level, the strands of her body stretching all the way back to the throne. Then the queen reached out and plunged her ghostly fist straight into Knuckles' heart. In an instant, he felt it all. These were the spirits of the forest, long forgotten by man, and the one he met in the tunnel was a young spirit, barely 5 decades old, who took root in the tree he had punched during his fit of anger.
You all feel it, Knuckles said, and you're all dying while Eggman tears up this forest. The giant tree at its heart gets weaker and weaker.
Not just him, said the queen. You have been cutting and chopping this ancient forest for years. Eggman has just accelerated a long, slow, inevitable end. Knuckles' eyes opened wide with anger.
I'm sorry,
he said.
I'll stop him. With your help, I'll stop it all.
Across the forest, Eggman had Sonic and his friends on their last legs. His egg dragoon stomped and slashed its way through the forest after them.
Hit him head on, called Sonic.
Vector chomped hard at the dragoon's feet, with no effect. Espio began throwing kunai, but they were thwarted by a swinging trunk. What's kunai? Yeah. Well, he's kind of like a ninja. Espio is kind of like the ninja. So I think they're weapons. Okay.
So, like, are they like ninja stars?
Yeah.
Chinese throwing stars?
Maybe. Tails and Charmy flew around and around Eggman's cockpit, but couldn't get close enough to land a blow.
The forest can't take much more of this, called Vector, and neither can we. Give up, you weak little beasties, cried Eggman with a maniacal grin. Nothing can get in my way now.
In the distance, Sonic could see a giant ancient tree rise above their heads. Its branches swayed in the starlight, as if the tree knew what was coming for it. With a mighty crash, the dragoon tossed another massive tree to the ground, toppling the team with the force of its landing. Eggman powered on towards the old tree, but just then the ground began to shake. Sonic and the team craned their necks to see what was happening, just as the earth opened up to let Knuckles rise from within.
"This stops now!" cried the echidna with fury.
"Ha!" laughed Dr. Eggman. "Does a spiny little bully think he really has the power to stop me?"
"Not only can I stop you," Knuckles said, "but I don't even need to touch you to do it."
Knuckles raised his hands, and from underneath him, an army of ghost lights rose up from the ground and swirled all around him. They flew at Eggman as a thousand tiny voices screamed,
"Cutter! Slasher! Ripper!"
The evil doctor's eyes went wild as strands of spectral energy wormed their way through his cockpit and began to crawl in and out of his face. The spirits howled and twisted their features into terrifying shapes. They surrounded him completely.
What terrifying shape is?
I don't know. It doesn't say. And all Eggman could do was swat at nothing.
"Get away! Get away! What madness is this?"
he cried and blasted open the hatch. Eggman tried to crawl to safety, but the spirits were unrelenting. Do you know what it means to be unrelenting?
Angry and non-stopping.
Non-stop. Very good. Unrelenting means that you don't give up. He slipped and fell off the top of the dragoon, and in mid-air, the long, finger-like branches of the old tree reached out and plucked him. Like a disembodied hand, the tree grasped the villain firmly and then flung him across the forest and into oblivion. With that, the spirits calmed. They floated gently down towards Knuckles, where one small spirit in particular floated just above his eyes.
"Thank you," he said. "I'll keep fighting."
And then they rose up into the branches of the ancient tree and winked away like dying campfire embers.
"That," said Tails, "is going to make for one awesome ghost story."
Because that's really all that this was, right? As dawn broke over the forest, Sonic and Knuckles stood near the edge of the giant tree's root system.
"That old girl looks pretty good," said Sonic. "Eggman did damage, but at least he didn't destroy her." "Not yet," said Knuckles. "But every day we let this world abuse a forest like this, we bring it closer to extinction. I wish you could have felt what I did when I met the Queen of the Spirits, Sonic."
"If I didn't know better, Knuckles, I'd say you sound scared right now."
"I'm not scared, Sonic," he said. "I'm haunted."
That's silly. It is important that we take care of the trees in the forest, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because we want them to be there for years to come, right? But here's the thing, and I want to be perfectly clear when I say this, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not ever going to meet any tree spirits out in the forest, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about that.
I know.
All right? This is a great piece of fiction, but none of this is true. You will never meet a running blue hedgehog. You will never meet an angry red echidna. You will never meet a crocodile that wears noise-canceling headphones. Got it?
Got it.
And that, our friends, is
the end.
The end.